When David's brother Eliab ridiculed him for his faith, did David quit? No. Did David go home? No. What did he do? He rose up by faith and came against Goliath, and the Lord gave David the victory. My friend, God honors faith. No matter what happens, you put your faith and trust in the living God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
So glad you can join us today. We are in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 34. Jesus said, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it." Then Jesus said, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" My friend, we're talking about true Christianity. A true Christian is a life of self-denial. It is one that is surrendered to the Lord, that follows after God. They don't live for themselves, but they live for God. They pick up their cross, which means that there will be a life of suffering, ridicule. People will not agree with you and your faith. They won't agree with you that you've chosen to follow the Lord in your life. You might have people in your own family that disagree or oppose you or rise up against you, friends, people that you work with or go to school with that do not agree with your faith in the Lord. But my friend, you don't let them stop you. You continue to follow Jesus. So, you know, people will reject you and people may ridicule you. You know, David suffered ridicule even from his own brothers when David went to check on them in the battle when they were coming against the Philistines, but yet they rose up against him and mocked him and ridiculed him because of why? Because of David's faith. All of Israel was trembling at the sight of Goliath, but David trembled not because the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. But when faith steps out, you will have those that will ridicule. Why? Because they feel the conviction of God of what they should be doing themselves. Rather than living in righteousness, they ridicule those who do. Instead of living by faith, they put down those who choose to trust God with their lives. See, David's brother Eliab should have had the faith and courage along with all of Israel to defeat the Philistines, but instead they hid in fear. But when David comes along, suddenly they are put to shame. This is a picture of most of the church today. When somebody comes along actually doing the will of God, others are embarrassed and put to shame because they're not doing what they should be doing. So instead of repenting and doing what God says, it's just easier to sit back and criticize and ridicule others. The same spirit is very much alive in the church today. Oh, yes, it is. But does this stop David? No. Faith moves forward. Faith doesn't quit or give up. David goes forth in the might and power of God, and God gave David the victory. Listen, my beloved, this world may mock you, it might ridicule you, but don't let it stop you. You keep believing God by faith. The Bible says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world," and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You know, the enemy tried to stop Nehemiah and the Jews from rebuilding the wall. They mocked them, ridiculed them, threatened them, tried to cause them to fear. But did that stop them? The answer is no. They kept building that wall until it was completed. The world may come against you, the devil or even family may come against you, but you just keep building that wall. You just pick up your cross and you follow God, and God will be with you. See, my friend, we may suffer the hatred and ridicule of the world by testifying in love that its deeds are evil, by separating ourselves from it both morally and spiritually, and by refusing to accept its standards and philosophies. In this world, you may have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for Christ has overcome the world. We are more than conquerors through Jesus, our Lord, who loves us. My friend, this is true Christianity.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.